Live Updates: Trump Holds Colorado Rally, by Tony Lee, on February 20, 2020. President Donald Trump will hold a Thursday evening rally in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 9:05 p.m., Trump concludes his rally with his standard closing lines. 9:02 p.m., Trump says America will land the first woman on the moon and become the first nation to plant its flag on Mars. 9 p.m., company distributing parasite in U.S. response. 8:55 p.m., Trump reminding the crowd that he is appointing a lot of young conservative judges who will stay on the bench of 40 to 50 years. 8:52 p.m., Trump now acting presidential and says he did good at the State of the Union. 8:46 p.m., Trump talking about healthcare price transparency and generic drugs that will drastically lower costs in the years ahead. 8:45 p.m., Trump says Obama should be impeached for lying to Americans about keeping your doctor. Trump now attacking Little Pencil Neck, who has the world's smallest neck. 8:41 p.m., Trump blames the fake news for saying a big portion of the border wall fell down when it was blown down. 8:35 p.m., Trump tells the crowd that the left's open borders policies are harming American lives every day. He says Colorado has essentially been turned into a sanctuary state and criminals and child molesters are being released in various cities. Trump says Republicans believe Colorado should be a sanctuary for law-abiding Americans and not criminal aliens. He asks voters to vote Republican to shut down sanctuary policies. Crowd chants 4 more years. 8:30 p.m., Trump says Minnie Mike is not going to make it to the general because he can't debate and is not meant for the camera. Trump thinks it's going to be crazy Bernie who ends up winning. 8:29 p.m., Trump says every Democrat running for president wants to eliminate domestic oil and natural gas production, which will destroy jobs and property values in Colorado. 8:25 p.m., Trump now talks about the 180,000 new jobs created in Colorado, including 25,000 new manufacturing jobs. Trump also highlights the record low unemployment rates for minorities. Trump says the unemployment rate for workers without high school diplomas is also at its lowest in history. He says forgotten communities are being lifted up through opportunity zones. He also talks about moving the Bureau of Land Management out of Washington to Colorado. 8:17 p.m., Trump now introduces Cory Gardner, who says they will win because they will fight against the left socialist tide. Gardner says the normalization of socialism by Bernie Sanders in 2016 was dangerous. Trump says Gardner has his complete and total support. Rally now interrupted by agitators. 8:15 p.m., Trump introduces UFC President Dana White. He joins Colorado lawmakers on stage and says that he is not a very political person, but he has known Trump for 20 years and they have become closer since he has become president. He says Trump is a fighter who loves this country and is doing great things for this country. 8:11 p.m., Trump says he heard Pence gave a good speech. But he says he tells him to never make it too good so he is not upstaged. 8:10 p.m., Trump bashes polls that have Democrats like Buttigieg beating him in Texas. He says nobody is ahead of him in Texas and tells the crowd nobody is ahead of him in Colorado either. 8:05 p.m., Trump now discussing ending Soleimani's reign of terror forever. Crowd chants USA. 8:03 p.m., Trump says Colorado Springs is being strongly considered for the Space Command because they have all of the infrastructure. 7:57 p.m., Trump, after briefly talking about the booming economy, says his election night win was the most exciting television that anybody has ever seen, including UFC and ESPN programming. Trump then says 7 million new jobs have been added since his win. 7:53 p.m., Trump now back to mocking former Fox host Shep Smith's poor ratings on the network. 7:52 p.m., therapy session seems to be over, and Trump now praises Gardner for being with him all the way during the impeachment scam. 7:45 p.m., Trump now griping about not being selected Times Person of the Year. Crowd boos after he says he got beaten out by Greta. He's now going over online polls that showed him winning debates in 2016. 7:43 p.m., crowd chants lock her up after Trump says he beat crooked Hillary in all of the debates. Trump says Clinton is as crooked as a $3 bill. 7:41 p.m., Trump now whining that South Korea's Parasite won Best Picture. He wants to bring back Gone with the Wind. He is now complaining about Brad Pitt as well. Now he's saying Bloomberg choked last night as well and couldn't breathe. 7:40 p.m., Trump says Mark Zuckerberg congratulated him over dinner that he was number one on Facebook. 7:31 p.m., Trump says America is doing better than any other nation and speaks about rebuilding the military. He says we don't worry about budgets when it comes to defense and security. Trump talks about the great American comeback and the best poll numbers he has ever had. Trump mocks Minnie Mike and says Klobuchar choked last night at the debate when she asked Alfred E. Newman if he was saying she was dumb. Trump says that was the end of her campaign. Trump now goes on a tangent about how Fox News does not treat him as well as they had in the past. 7:29 p.m., Trump honors veterans of Iwo Jima, marking the 75th anniversary of the start of the battle. Trump says America is a truly a land of heroes and he wants to recognize veterans of the Vietnam War and the Iraq/Afghanistan wars that are here tonight. 7:28 p.m., Trump says he is thrilled to be back in Colorado Springs and says he will win Colorado in a landslide. He wants voters to get Cory Gardner across the finish line because he's been with us 100%. He says there has been no wavering. 7:25 p.m., Trump takes the stage as the crowd chants USA. 7:15 p.m., packed crowd awaiting Trump for the main event. 7 p.m., Pence says last night's debate was a demolition derby. He says while Trump was speaking in Phoenix, people all across the country saw the Democrat free-for-all. He says Trump won the debate in a knockout. 6:45 p.m., another Woodstock for Republicans in Colorado and frigid temperatures. According to the Denver Post, as many as 20,000 people gathered in Colorado Springs for a Trump campaign rally Thursday afternoon at an arena that holds half that number.